There's an emerging gay movement in India. The world's largest democracy is just beginning the sort of debate over gay rights that began in the United States in the 1970s. Homosexuality remains illegal in India, and people with AIDS are stigmatized there. But growing numbers of educated gay men are using the internet to organize social events in safe places and to keep each other informed. NPR's Brenda Wilson spoke with men who were beginning to defy India's taboos.
He says his name is Jay, just Jay. He doesn't want to give his last name. He's 31, and he says he's known that he was gay since he was 15 years old.
The summer of, 80-something. 88, summer of 88. Yeah, that's when I first kind of realized that I was gay, yeah.
He studied in the United States and returned 5 years ago to Mumbai, which is also known as Bombay. He finds homosexuality in India still pretty much taboo, and that those like him who are out are few and far between. The son of a corporation executive and a housewife, the reception at home to his homosexuality has been mixed.
My mother is wonderful and sweet, and every time I have a boyfriend, she expresses her concern and her feeling, her emotions essentially, through food, through wanting to feed my boyfriends. My dad just doesn't like to talk about it. Having said that, there's no pressure on me to get married or anything like that, no.
Jay and I are sitting in a garage a couple of floors down from a gay club, a movable party that is held at a different site every week. Homosexuality is still against the law in India, so there are no decent places for gay men to hang out, where Vivek Dhawan says they don't risk getting into trouble with the police.
How often is this law used? Rarely used to actually prosecute and convict, but often used to harass, blackmail, beat up, lock up, threaten, all the time.
Dhawan is director of the Lawyers Collective AIDS Unit, which represents people who have been discriminated against because they are HIV positive. And he says the AIDS epidemic has in some ways invigorated gays and lesbians in the fight against Article 377, the law often used against gays. They are lobbying Parliament and challenging the law in court.
I think the queer movement is far more of a voice than it ever, ever did. Even 5 years ago, there was just no voice for the queer movement here. I think HIV has created that opportunity. I think there's a much more organizing going on. I also feel that it seems to me, at least in middle-class Bombay, more boys and girls are coming out of their parents, coming out of their friends. It seems to be discussed more in media in a reasonably decent way without any serious phobia. That all will help, hopefully. But we still have to work on our government.
He says the push for change is being driven by those same young middle-class people, Western educated with access to the internet. Parmesh Shahani, a graduate student at MIT, at home in Mumbai for the summer, says gays are using the internet to do more than just circumvent the law.
What it has done, largely, has been an empowering tool. I mean, you know, when it's illegal in society, there's no way you can formally organize or advertise in newspapers and magazines, on college campuses or anything. I mean, the internet has led to a lot of organizations forming on the net, and it has led to a lot of activism, which have then stepped out into the real world space.
That extends to all of India, he says. A forum and film festival in Bangalore, a gay pride parade in Calcutta. But there's still that law. Recently, it was used against AIDS prevention workers who were arrested and jailed for 45 days for distributing AIDS prevention material police considered obscene.
Because of that, it's become really hard for people doing health work in the field of HIV prevention to actually go out and create awareness, distribute condoms, and do outreach.
So while young gays are coming into their own, they are not at the same time always aware of the perils that face them. And that makes it easier for them to dismiss reports like a recent one showing 20% of gays in Mumbai infected with HIV.
There was this huge furor in the gay crowd, friends calling each other saying, you know, what are these people sort of sending the statistics? I think it's completely wrong. I think it's in the working classes. We are not positive. It's not, because I haven't seen anybody who's positive.
Alok Gupta is a gay activist living a double life, out to his friends and sister, a straight heterosexual male to his parents, and maybe his future employer. He's in law school right now and soaked right now from sweat-induced prancing at the Liquid Lounge. He's enjoying himself, but he's also worried. He says because his friends, mainly middle-class gay men, have dismissed warnings about HIV.
People say if 20% of people are positive, why aren't we seeing anybody dying? Why aren't we seeing people sort of falling sick? We aren't. The thing is, it is happening, but you don't see it because middle-class, upper-middle-class guys have the privilege of anonymity. They can hide. People disappear. They have access to sort of good private health care where they sort of, you know, they get taken care of. People disappear. I don't know, some people have compared that we are currently going through a 1979 in San Francisco. 4 years down the line, it's not going to be a pleasant sight.
In the middle of the last of these interviews, there was an interruption. Someone came to yank everybody inside. Mumbai's police inspector was dining at a restaurant next door. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.